Chapter 17, Conclusion. Christ the Lord, the Son of God, came down from heaven and was made flesh and dwelt among men as the Son of Man. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. He died on the cross of Calvary for our offenses. This is an eternal fixture of the Christian faith. He arose from the dead for our justification. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. He ascended to heaven as our advocate, and as such sitteth on the right hand of the throne of God. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. He is a priest upon his Father's throne, a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. At the right hand of God, upon the throne of God, as priest upon his throne, Christ is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. And he will come again in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory to take his people unto himself, to present himself his glorious church, and to judge the world. This is an eternal fixture in the Christian faith. That Christ lived in the flesh, died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and sits on the right hand of the throne of God in heaven must be an eternal fixture in the faith of every Christian in order for that faith to be true and full. That this same Jesus is a priest at the right hand of God on that throne must be an eternal fixture in the faith of every Christian in order for that faith to be true and full. That Christ, the Son of God, as priest at the right hand of God upon his throne, is there a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man, must be an eternal fixture in the faith of every Christian in order for that faith to be true and full. And this true faith in Christ the Son of God as that true priest in that true ministry of that true sanctuary at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, that his priesthood and ministry finishes transgression and makes an end of sins and makes reconciliation for iniquity and brings in everlasting righteousness, this true faith will make every comer thereunto perfect. It will prepare him for the seal of God and for the final anointing of the Most Holy. By this true faith, every soul who is of this true faith can certainly know that in him and in his life transgression is finished and an end of sins made, that reconciliation is made for all the iniquity of his life, and that everlasting righteousness is brought in to reign in his life forevermore. This he can know with perfect certainty, for the Word of God says so, and true faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. All who are of this true faith can know all this just as truly as they can know that Christ is at the right hand of the throne of God. They can know it just as truly as they can know that he is priest upon that throne. They can know it just as truly as they can know that he is there a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. And all this can be known just as truly as any statement of the Word of God can be known, for the Word of God plainly states it all. Therefore, in this time, let every believer in Jesus rise up in the strength of this true faith, implicitly trusting the merit of our great high priest in his holy ministry and intercession for us. In the confidence of this true faith, let every believer in Jesus take a long breath of restfulness forever, in thankfulness to God that this thing is accomplished, that transgression is finished in your life, and that you are done with the wicked thing forever, that an end of sins is made in your life, and that you are free from it forever, that reconciliation for iniquity is made, and that you are cleansed from it forever by the precious blood of sprinkling and that everlasting righteousness is brought into your life to reign forevermore, to uphold you, to guide you, to save you in the fullness of that eternal redemption which through the blood of Christ is brought to every believer in Jesus, our great high priest and true intercessor. And then in the righteousness, the peace, and the power of this true faith, let every soul who knows it spread abroad to all people and to the end of the world the glorious news of the priesthood of Christ, of the cleansing of the sanctuary, of the finishing of the mystery of God, of the times of refreshing come, and of the soon coming of the Lord, to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe in that day, and to present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, and let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. The end of the consecrated way to Christian perfection. We pray that this book has been a blessing to you. Thank you.